The 401st Logistics Team conducts vehicle and equipment turn-in for redeploying units in northern Afghanistan. Turning in equipment before a unit redeploys is not as easy as filling in the blanks and signing a document. Pre-inspections must be completed to ensure there are no issues along the way. As easy as it may sound, the first step is getting the vehicle to the turn-in yard, cleaned and cleared out as much as possible. 401st Logistics Task Force North NCOIC, Master Sergeant Jimmy Grady explains the turn-in process.
So the next step we would have to do is get the vehicle prepped, like deinstall the turrets, the crow systems, the RPG netting, get the dimensions reduced so we can ship it or fly it back to CONUS.
It is vital towards the overall goal of completing and ensuring every step in the process is done correctly.
A quote from the Sergeant Major of the Army, Sergeant Major Chandler, stated that we have the second most important mission behind combat, of course, is to relieve the warfighter of their theater property equipment property book. What we do is we redistribute the supplies back in CONUS and put it back in our supply system.
Completing the majority of the groundwork here in Afghanistan makes for a smooth transition into the CONUS supply system. Army Sergeant David Taylor, Mazar-e-Sharif, Afghanistan.